Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, an Akashic Records technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward in living in solutions. Embracing self-love and self-acceptance as they start manifesting their dreams. One of the things that I've come to realize over the many, many, many years of asking questions of guidance is the importance of self-love. And so now I stand in the power of that pure, unconditional self-love in everything that I do. And this really gives me the freedom to be with someone without needing to judge them. It takes away any need to look at people as needing to be the way I think they need to be. It puts me in that neutral space where I can just accept everyone exactly as they are being. Well, it doesn't mean that I'm going to want to be doing what they're doing, but I'm not condemning them for what they're doing, because there's nothing wrong. And it's just a matter of making a choice about who we are being in the moment. And that's what each of us are doing in every moment. It's all about opening up and letting go of all of that other stuff, all of that programming you received through your life. And yes, you have received a lot of programming. In fact, you're still receiving a lot of programming. Because everything you see, everything you hear, it's all part of that programming. That's why we tend to associate mainly with people who think the way that we think, because then they're not going against our programming. But we reach a point in our lives where the programming is no longer us. It's no longer adequate for the life that we are wanting to create. And so then we find ourselves questioning our programming, wondering, well, why do I think that? Why do I feel that? how do I let that go? And that's just a wonderful part of our evolution, and it happens to everyone. So don't think that it's only happening to you, because it doesn't. The important thing is for you to really start getting answers to those questions. Really start looking at what it is that you believe, what it is you believe about yourself, what it is you believe about your life, what it is you believe about your family, your state, your country, you know, whatever the beliefs are. It's important for us to actually start looking at things we have never looked at before. And this takes us to a whole new level of existence. This takes us into opening up to ourselves, to actually loving and accepting our own self. And that may sound like something incredibly simple and that everybody should be doing it, but it's actually one of the hardest things for us to do. Because we have all of that programming that tells us what's wrong with us, what's bad about us, what we should have been doing. You know, all of the judgments that we've been receiving all of our lives, that weighs on us. And that's why we need to let it go. Because those are just someone else's opinions. That's all they are. They are just someone else's opinions. And you decide what they mean or what they don't mean. You decide how important they are or how unimportant they are. It is completely up to you. And when you start recognizing that you really are the one that gets to make that choice and that you can change anything that you don't like, because you are powerful. You are amazing. And you have God on your side, or the universe, or source, or creator, or whatever terminology works for you. It really doesn't matter what term you use. It really doesn't. It's about seeing yourself as you really, truly are. That's what's important. And most of us have never done that. And so that's why this show is here, so you can get answers about your own life and you can begin to see the truth of who you are. And you can also go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Look around, there's lots of information. There's some healing work that you can do with yourself. There's so many choices so that you can start making the changes in your life with you. Are ready to make. And even if there's a part of you that's saying, no, 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 I'm not ready for that, do it anyway. Because your heart is a part of you you need to listen to. It is a part of you that knows whether or not you're ready and you are. If you weren't ready, you wouldn't be listening to me. Okay, so I encourage you that if you have questions, to call in. And the number is 646-716-5045. And I am typing, which means I cannot talk. Because you know I can't do two things at once. And then as soon as I finish this, I'm going to go to our callers. So give me a second, everyone. I'm on my way. I'm so bad about posting things on Facebook and getting them out there early. I'm usually a few minutes late. If I just get bogged down, I get entrenched. No, that's not it either. I get so into what I'm doing sometimes that I just forget about everything. But that's okay, because there's always time. All right, we are going to go to our first caller, which is one of my favorite numbers, 111, 111, 1111, and let's see if it's my amazing, beautiful queen, who had a birthday yesterday. Let's see. Hi, who's this?
Someone who has a question for you. Where is the divinely appointed, anointed, incomparable host?
Oh, she's coming back to Earth right now.
And you can do, what did you say? Will you give me a second? I'll give you a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth. And you know, you can get that from me. And also, she's come, and you can do more than one thing at a time. You've demonstrated that on the show and in your life. And now that I've, you know, said my 2 cents, how are you? How are you? Whichever aspect of the of perfection you are showing us, excuse me.
Oh, thank you. I am having a wonderful, amazing day. I just feel so good.
Beautiful. As it should be.
Yeah.
Always and forever. No
so
matter which.
What wonderful things are happening in your life?
That's a good question. Multifaceted for sure. Still working on building muscles, replenishing and restoring my body temple, and this is getting very interesting. Being able to go where I had been before and beyond, to have acquired tools, new tools, and implementing them with other tools that I had. And like tapping into, I love it, tapping into one of the elements of the fountain of youth, how you like me now, in terms of, keeping the body temple agile and flexible and firm, and being able to where there once was a atrophied or a deficiency or a muscle that had not been worked, such as in life and utilized, using it now and making it stronger, and watching the transformation of my body temple, and witnessing my capacity as a bodybuilder. That's where that came from. Okay. As a bodybuilder. Wow. So that's the main thing that came up for me to say to your question. But I also had mentioned to you about the it being a hierarchy and in terms of, you know, how we are going to come forward with to the greater population of the planet and beyond. Why limit ourselves? You came back to Earth, or you were someplace else. Okay. And it one of the people that I had felt that I wanted to connect with suddenly appeared very close to me, which was a nice surprise. Was going to be very close to me, very affordable, and it's opening up a possible places for a if not this venue, places like this, like breakfast place that permits people to have guests. They pay way to take care of insurance and all that kind of stuff because it's their place. opposed to just renting a someone's home that doesn't really want you to have parties and things of that nature. And I also, as I'm heading to Boston, it's opening up for me so magnificently in that I realize that the my path is, of course, it's my path. And I started really paying attention to some of the grand masters, the elders who I know from their teachers that I'm going to tap into and package them, yeah, put us all together in a presentation of magical, energetic, spiritual, transformative energies. One of the people that I was reminded to connect with, and one of his students who became a master, a Tai Chi master, who studied with Tai Chi masters, grand masters from, and he's a grand master in my humble opinion, from China and the Orient. And one of my queen sisters, who's a master in her own right in so many areas, but I'll say dance, he can put his hands up, and she told me this, and send you across the room. That's the kind of energy he's dealing with. And recognizing that I have access to so many different mediums and so many different arenas through the arts and crafts, that I'm looking forward to this production. A cousin of mine who has been scattered and hard to catch up with, and she's present and accounted for, offered me lodging. And so I'm excited about that. So with all that out there, yeah, that's what's happening with me.
Wonderful. All right, let me just be in this energy that is here now as you are talking. See what the message is. Thank you. Okay, this is what I'm hearing. We want you to know that you are loved. We want you to know that you are loved.
Thank you.
We say this so that you can accept this. We know that in your mind, knowing that you are loved, but there are still parts of you that are still coming home to you. And we want them to know that they are loved. And we see them as little vagabonds returning to their home.
Yes.
Some of them have been away for a long, long time. They are coming back. As you are opening your heart more and more, you are bringing all of your energy back to you, back to that love that you are. So welcome them home. Give them a hug. Give them a nice warm cup of hot chocolate or whatever drink they desire. Let them know that they are loved and accepted exactly as they are. They do not have to change. They do not have to earn it. They do not have to prove anything. They are simply accepted as they are. And this is the energy that you are here to share with the world. Let everyone you connect with in any way, big or small, know that they are loved and accepted exactly as they are. No change is required. It's allowed, but it's not required. So they have the freedom to be themselves. Just as you are learning that you have the freedom to be you. And no one else can dictate who you is. You're letting go of all of those old concepts, beliefs, and programs. And you are standing in your power now, right now, and just being who you are choosing to be. And this is an amazingly powerful place. And we encourage you to keep letting go, releasing, clearing, so that you can live in this love in every moment. You don't ever need to leave love. Not ever. Not for a second. Because the truth is who you are. And you are coming home. Welcome. We love you. Welcome. We love
you. Usually, I hear every word that you say, but this time you at moments, you were coming in and out, which was okay because I knew not to interrupt your flow. I also saw you as you were ascending, and wow, I didn't see this, but this is what's coming, so it's what I'm going to say. Bending over backwards, which means you have flexibility beyond your thoughts, yet to be explored. When I carry you with me home, when I take you home to meet my family, this will offer you new horizons and new ways of sharing yourself. And as I called forth the anointed one, incomparable one, and I see them, and I see those other elders in the circle. You may even teleport, but for sure, video communication. Ooh, homeward bound. It feels good. I have been gone a long time in so many ways, but I've been gathering treasures such as yourself. Sacred treasures. And as always, I love you. And honor you. For it pleases my spirit to do such. Ooh, namaste. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. And I trust that you are still using the I'm so excited.
Yes, I have used it. Because I am so excited. I am loved. I am loved. I'm so excited. I am loved. And with that said, the door.
You can add other phrases. The one that came to me was, I'm so excited that I am creating this phenomenal retreat.
I am so excited that I am creating this phenomenal retreat. Another word, phenomenal gathering of wise masters, wise little come of elders. And wise elders.
I'm hearing a phenomenal opportunity for love.
That feels good.
Yeah.
That feels good. Yeah, that'll resonate too. That will resonate with so they won't really know what they're getting into.
No. But they're going to find love, so that's okay.
Yeah.
They'll rediscover love. Ooh, unlimited love. Ooh, that's just good.
There's a poem in there. Unconditional love. There's a poem in there. There's a poem for spoken words, yes. Let's talk about love. Ooh, that's a meditation. That's a whole class. That's a whole class. Oh, I got chills. Let's talk about love. What's your definition of love and yours? And perhaps that's where you come in to channel love yourself. Ooh! Hallelujah. Wow. Oh, beautiful spirit. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now I've got all this love and it just feels so good. I need to come back to the here and now, but I'm not leaving the love because it's mine and it's coming with me no matter where I am. That's one of the beautiful things about love. You don't ever have to leave it. Take it with you. Stay in it. Life doesn't change if you're doing something that you don't consider loving. Love is always there. Always. One of the things that guidance is always encouraging is that we see the beauty in everything and the beauty in whatever we're doing. And so one of my ways of challenging myself to do that was when I was cleaning up after the dogs, when I was scooping up their poop, and they were very good at pooping, so I was trying to see the love in poop. And at first it was like, oh, no, there's nothing loving about this. It just stinks. This is just, you know, this is garbage. It was garbage when it came out, and that's all it is. But over time, I began to see that it was actually more, you know, even if it was never scooped up, which since it was in my yard, I would do. But it still had life in it. There were still things that lived because of the poop. There were things that grew because of the poop. So there's love in everything. Everything has value. And definitely everyone has value. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize about themselves, that they have value. People run from who they are. And you don't need to do that. In fact, it's time to stop doing that. And it's time to really look at who you are being and what you are making important in your life. And if you find that you are making everything in your life important except for you, then that will help you to understand why your life is not working, because you do not see the value in yourself. So you can make that into one of those "I'm so excited" statements. And the "I'm so excited" statements are statements that just allow you to get excited about what you desire, that allow you to actually feel excitement as you are creating, because it is the excitement that allows you to create even more quickly than you would create otherwise, because the feelings have power. So you could say something like, "I'm so excited that I have value. I am so excited that I have value. I'm so excited that I have value." And let yourself feel that. Really feel it. And if you want to get up and dance and move around while you're saying it, that's wonderful. That's you connecting with that energy within you that opens you up to creating what you actually consciously decide to create. You're creating anyway. Everyone is. There's never a time when you are not creating. So why not actively, knowingly create what you truly desire? And just feel the energy of that. "I'm so excited that I have value." And just breathe it in. And now we will go to a caller from area code 302.
Hi.
Hi. And who am I talking with?
I'm sorry?
I said, what's your name? That's it.
Oh, my name's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What can I do for you today?
I'm feeling a little anxious because I've been at a job for about 6 months, and I noticed that I was looking on the websites for jobs, and I noticed that my job is on the website. I mean, there's other people that have my position, but I'm a little nervous. I'm like, hey, am I in trouble at work?
Okay, so I assume that this is just a story that you are creating in your own mind.
Probably, because I've had bad luck with jobs before.
Okay. Then you need to change that energy that you have around jobs. Let me look at what's there. Oh, this is part of your belief in you not being good enough. And that's why you believe that good things don't last in your life. You find that happens with you?
I mean, to some extent, but, like, I know I'm a hard worker, and I don't know. I know that if you're a hard worker and the rest of your work group isn't willing to work that hard, that they kind of ostracize you.
Okay. We are going to do some Dear Innate statements, and these are statements where you are going to be talking to your innate body, which I kind of think of as our spiritual consciousness. But your innate body connects all parts of you. It connects your mind, your subconscious, your Akashic, your DNA, your past lives. It connects everything. And so when we make these statements, we are making changes that are going to affect every aspect of your existence. And for me, this is just a really simple and convenient way to change everything. So, and I'm always looking for the simplest and most effective way to do things. And so this is something that I was guided to. So the way this works is I will make the statement and then you will repeat it out loud. When you say it, you are talking to your innate body, and it is listening to you. So make sure that you are really meaning what you are saying, because it knows whether or not you really mean it. And
okay.
If you really mean it, the changes will happen, and you will begin to feel different, even right while we're saying these things. So if you start feeling things, that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely wonderful. And if you don't feel anything, that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely wonderful, because some people choose not to feel. So that's not a problem at all. It's still going to happen. Okay. Dear Innate, I am good enough.
Dear Innate, I am good enough.
Dear Innate, I deserve this job.
Dear Innate, I deserve this job.
Dear Innate, I do good work.
Dear Innate, I do good work.
Dear Innate, I see the value in me.
Dear Innate, I see the value in me.
Dear Innate, the people I work with see the value in me.
Dear Innate, the people I work with see the value in me.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I am loved and accepted by others.
Dear Innate, I am loved and accepted by others.
Dear Innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear Innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear Innate, I release all anxiety.
Dear Innate, I release all anxiety.
Dear Innate, I release all doubt and all fear.
Dear Innate, I release all doubt and all fear.
Dear Innate, I open up to the beauty of my life.
Dear Innate, I open up to the beauty of my life.
Dear Innate, I am so loved.
Dear Innate, I am so loved.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel lighter, actually.
Yeah. You were letting go of a bunch of stuff. That's good. So how do you feel about the job posting?
That maybe I was being unrealistic because we are really busy and maybe they need more help.
Oh, so they're not getting rid of you. Well, isn't that nice?
So it's a career change for me. So, you know, I'm still learning and growing.
So I'm going to give you one of those I'm so excited statements. And you can make this statement anytime you want to. Just make sure that you really feel it. And if you want to play music and dance while you're doing it, that's fine. Do it several times a day. Do it anytime it pops into your mind. And the statement that I'm getting for you is, I'm so excited that I have this phenomenal job and I excel at it.
So I'm so excited that I have this phenomenal job and I excel at it.
Now, I want you to say it like you really mean it.
And sometimes I do feel it and mean it. And other times I'm like, ugh, was that helpful for anyone?
I want you to mean it right now. I want you to mean it right now. So say it to me right now like you really mean it.
I'm so excited that I have this phenomenal job that I'm great at.
Okay, and I want you to say it to me twice more, and each time put even more enthusiasm into it.
I'm so excited that I have this phenomenal job and I excel at it. I'm so excited that I have this phenomenal job and I excel at it.
Okay, so can you feel that your energy is shifting? Because I can feel that it's moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you are moving into this new energy where you are feeling this excitement, you're letting go of all of that anxiety, worry, doubt, fear, all of that crap. You can't be in that energy and in this energy. And when you're in the energy of excitement, you are bringing more and more of that excitement into your life. And that feels good.
Yeah.
So start making a habit of saying, you know, that you are excited. You have a phenomenal job, and you are so darn good at it.
I will. I mean, I do believe in positive affirmations, so.
This is actually taking affirmations to an even higher level because you are bringing in the excitement, the feeling. Most people say affirmations and they just say, okay, today's going to be a great day. But they don't say, I'm so excited. Today's going to be a great day. You see, there's a difference in the energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome. And let me know how it goes.
I will. You have a phenomenal day.
You may be getting a promotion out of all of this. So, yeah, keep up the excitement, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And we are moving to our next caller from area code 256. Hi, who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Hello, Kimberly. What can I do for you today?
Basically, I really wanted to talk about career and life purpose. I'm moving into a new school next year, and I'm also applying to an aspiring leadership program. And I have, for the most part, been aversive to leadership. And I'm just wondering, you know, from the guides or from spirit, you know, what is this all about for me? I'm finally going to embrace it, but I just didn't desire to do it before.
Okay, this is what they're saying. This is about you coming into your power. This is about you deciding that it's okay for you to stop living a small little life and hiding so that no one sees you. This is about you standing in front of the world and saying, I am here. I am fantastic. And it's okay if everybody sees that. This is about you recognizing yourself your value. You have so much to share with the world, things that you don't even realize yet. You have concepts within you that have yet to come out, things that can make such a difference in people's lives. There's just so much there, and you are finally beginning to step into your power, to step into the truth of who you are and who you have always been. You should be patting yourself on the back for finally coming into your courage, the courage to move forward in your own life, in your own magnificence. This is absolutely magical and pivotal for you and for so many others. We are so proud of you, and we look forward to seeing you shine so brightly that people will have to put on shades when they're around you, because your life will be so magnificent.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. You didn't know you were all that, did you?
No. No, ma'am. I didn't. I didn't.
But now you do.
But I really, really resonated what you said when stop living so small, because that's what I've been doing. I always thought my path was going to be different. I was going to be doing something else, but I was just relegated to thinking, well, is this it? Oh, well, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Now I'm being propelled in a different way, and I'm just, I guess I'm going with the flow.
And that's wonderful. And they're giving me one of those "I'm so excited" statements for you, and yours is, "I am so excited that I am fully living my life."
Oh, wow. I am so excited that I'm fully living my life. Wow. Wow.
Now, I want you to say it with even more excitement. Tell it to me.
Okay.
Let me feel it.
Okay. Okay. I am so excited that I am living my life to the fullest.
Ooh, that feels good. Ooh, boy, that feels,
yeah.
It chills up me.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I had so many dreams inside of me that I want to do. I desire to be a philanthropist and a humanitarian to give back. And
mm-hmm.
I kept asking God, how in the world am I going to do that by where I am right now?
Yeah, one of the things you have to do is you have to open up to receiving so that you have something to give. The receiving is an important part of the giving. And most people don't open up to the receiving, even though they want to give and they want to help all of these people and they want to have the money, but they are not allowing themselves to receive. So being open to the receiving is an important part of being that wonderful giving person that you already are. So how do you feel now?
Amazing. Just amazing. that God's plan is much larger than my plan.
Well, it's actually both of your plans. It's not just God. It's you. You've always
you're
been
so right.
It. Yeah.
Please forgive me. Wow.
Yes.
You're,
don't
you're so right.
Don't ever diminish
I am my father
yourself. Yes. You really are.
Right.
That's why you are going to fully live your life, and that includes God. That includes, you know, all of the spiritual realm. That includes all of your ancestors and everybody who's supporting you, and they are just lined up and ready to go. So you've got millions of divine beings who are supporting you in this, and you are not doing this alone. So give it your best shot, and know that no matter what happens, you have the support. And you can ask for anything that you feel that you need. But make sure that you stay in that energy of being excited about what you are creating. Because that is what makes a difference. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Wonderful. And, you know, call me back if you need to.
All right, I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. You have a great day as well.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we are now going to our caller, Mary Kay 604. Hi,
good morning.
You?
It's Charlene. Thank you.
And what can I do for you today, Charlene?
I'm feeling a little stuck and I don't know if sluggish is the right word, but it's probably accurate. So I guess I'm just looking for what it is I need to do to get that gone. Or is it planetary?
It is not planetary. It is you.
Okay.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying it. What happens with us is us. I mean, the planet does have some effect, but we're not giving the planet the power to make your life terrible or wonderful. We're saying it's up to you. Okay. So, what is it you're afraid of? Your stuckness is based in a fear. So what is it that you really want to do, but you're afraid to do it?
I'm not sure if I could answer that in just a couple of words. A fairly large job that I'm here to do, and I guess feeling calm, faith, trust in the universe, I'm not sure, acceptance. So it's a complicated answer.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't expect, you know, just one word. Some people have one word, some people have a whole story, so, you know. I didn't limit you. Okay, let's see. All right, you have a message from guidance, and then we will go from there wherever it is they guide us to, okay?
Okay.
They first of all want to know if there is a particular divine being that you would like to give you the message.
Nope, whoever comes through.
All right. All right, it looks like it's Jesus. Yeah, it is. Okay, here's what he wants to say. You have been taught to see yourself as weak, meek, fearful, insignificant, and unworthy. And yet you have these aspirations, these dreams that are so much more than you believe that you can possibly do or be. But you want to fulfill those dreams, but there's still that little voice inside of you that says you can't. And so you get stuck. We want you to let go of those beliefs about who you are, all of that garbage that says you are less, because it's not true, and it has never been true, and it will never be true. We want you to let that go, because God would never ask you to do something absolutely phenomenal if you couldn't do it.
Right.
God is within you. You're not doing this alone. God has never left you and never will. You have the power, the wisdom, the ability to do anything. There is no limit on who you truly are. So we ask you to just let it go. And to stop saying, I'm stuck. Because if you are saying you are stuck, you are making sure that you are stuck. Start saying what you really desire. Start saying, I am creating a phenomenal life.
I am magical. I am powerful. I am loved. I am awesome. I am everything that I need to be. And then just do it. We love you. And we are here with you. And we will never leave you. Never.
Okay, that was the message he wanted to give you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. They want us to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements. And these are just statements where you are talking to your innate body, and your innate body is connected with every aspect of your existence. So when you are telling your innate body these statements, you are making changes within yourself, and you will begin to feel differently. So I will make a statement, and then you will repeat it out loud. So when you say it, you are talking to your innate body. Okay. Here we go. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am stuck.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I am stuck.
Dear innate, I release any need to ever be stuck.
Dear innate, I release any need to ever be stuck.
Dear innate, I release stuckness from my life.
Dear innate, I release stuckness from my life.
Dear innate, I release being small.
Dear innate, I release being small.
Dear innate, I release the need to live small.
Dear innate, I release the need to live small.
Dear innate, I release being small or insignificant.
Dear innate, I release being small or insignificant.
Dear innate, I open up to see the grandness of my own life.
Dear innate, I open up to the grandness of my own life.
Dear innate, I open up to having clarity about who I am.
Dear innate, I open up to having clarity about who I am.
Dear innate, I allow myself to create greatness.
Dear innate, I allow myself to create greatness.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be greatness.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be greatness.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am choosing to be magnificent.
Dear innate, I am choosing to be magnificent.
Dear innate, I work with God.
Dear innate, I work with God.
Dear innate, I accept the power of God is within me.
Dear innate, I accept the power of God is within me.
Dear innate, I live in this power.
Dear innate, I live in this power.
Dear innate, I know who I am.
Dear innate, I know who I am.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Pardon? Oh, good. Yeah, that feels really good. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm still clearing a bunch of stuff out of your head. It's like a little tornadoes in there. Okay, so your I'm so excited statement is, I'm so excited that I see the power within me.
I'm so excited that I see the power within me.
Okay, I want you to say it a couple of more times out loud and really let me feel the energy of it.
Dear innate, I see the power within me.
No, I'm so excited that I see the power within me.
I'm so excited that I see the power within me. Dear innate, I'm so excited that I see the power within me. Dear innate, I'm so excited that I see the power within me.
How does that feel?
Good. Good.
Yeah, I can feel it. It's moving in you. And breaking up some of that old energy you don't need anymore. Whew. Okay, you've made a big change to yourself. I just want you to know that. So drink lots of water and allow yourself to rest if yourself needs to rest.
Okay.
And start looking to see the beauty, the power, the potential, the opportunities in life. And let go of the whole idea that stuckness is even a word, because you're not there anymore.
Right.
Great. Fabulous. Wonderful. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You are welcome. And call me back if you need to. I'm here for you. So this is who you are. You are becoming you. And it's meant to be an absolutely wonderful experience. So let it be that, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, I'm so filled with all of this amazing energy. That's why I love doing these shows and having people call in and working with them, because it makes me feel really good, too. Not that you guys are not important, because you are, and I love you all dearly. But I always wonder when I talk with someone who does this kind of work with people and they say, well, at the end of the day, I'm so drained. And I'm thinking, how can you be so drained? I mean, after an hour and a half on Blog Talk, I'm so full of energy. You know, I'm already planning to go and clean the house when I get off of here. So how people can feel drained is completely beyond me. We have an unlimited, unending source of energy. Each of us does. We are connected with God, the universe, the creator, whatever terminology you want to use. And we are getting energy from that. And so if you need energy, just let it come, because it's already there. The thing is that most of us have stopped it. We believe that in order to have energy, first of all, you have to eat. Because if you don't eat, you can't have any energy. Well, that's not true. It's really not true. And you can get energy in any moment just by accepting it. And I do that sometimes when I'm walking, because I made this commitment to walk. If I'm going 2 miles or less, and now it's up to 3 miles or less. And sometimes when I'm walking, I just reach a point where my body says, oh, no, we don't have any more energy. And then I tell it, you do have energy. And so I say, okay, I'm opening to the energy. And I let energy come to me. And I instantly have energy. I don't have to get a drink of water. I don't have to eat anything. I don't have to sit down and rest. I just have to open up to allowing myself to have the energy that is already there. And that's a part of accepting that we are more than just a body. We are more than just what we believe we are, because we are so much more. And you can have anything that you desire. And so opening up to the energy is an easy way of starting to move into that space where you are allowing yourself to have anything that you desire.
And I didn't say anything. I didn't put a limit on it. I didn't say you can only have these things, and you can have these things on Tuesdays and these things on Thursdays. No, you can have anything, absolutely anything. And you can use those "I'm so excited" statements for money. And money seems to be something that a lot of people have issues with, because we are taught so much garbage about money. But we're moving past the garbage. So you can simply say, "I am so excited that I have over $50,000 in my bank account." And just feel that energy. What if you said that several times every day, and you put all of that energy in there, and you felt that beautiful excitement? What would happen? Well, I can tell you what's happening with me. Money is showing up in my life. It's just showing up. It's not something that I'm working to have show up. It's not something that I'm doing. It's not some plan that I've laid out and said, okay, I'm going to do this, and that will bring money. No, I'm simply saying I'm so excited because I have over $50,000 in my bank account right now. And when I am in that energy, I am letting the universe know that it's okay. Bring me money. I'm okay with it. In fact, I'm perfectly welcoming money into my life. And so money is coming. Now, I haven't had $50,000 show up yet, but that's okay because I'm still in that excited energy of knowing that I am creating what I desire. This is me consciously recognizing that I have the ability to create my desires. Now, I know I've been creating things all my life, but I wasn't told that I was actually creating them. I was always told that the power is greater than you, or I've decided that this is your destiny and that's what's going to happen. That's a bunch of bull. It is up to us, each individual, to decide what we are creating in our own existence. And if you desire something that you do not presently have, then simply make it into one of the "I'm so excited" statements. And make sure that you make a statement that shows that you have it now. You're talking about now. You're not talking about next week, next month. Do not make a "I'm so excited" statement saying that next month I'm going to have blah, 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 because that's not bringing it to you. That's actually saying that you can't have it because you said that it'll be next month. So you're telling the universe, "I desire this, but don't give it to me." So make sure that you are not putting limitations like that on the statement. Say, "I'm so excited that I have," or "that I am." And then say whatever it is you desire. Do not put a "not" in there. Do not say something like, "I'm so excited that I am no longer in pain." No, that's not what you would say. You would say, "I am so excited that I feel wonderful." And that immediately opens you up to feeling wonderful. You want to make your "I'm so excited" a statement that is opening you up and allowing that energy right now in this moment. And that's what makes it effective. That's what allows you to feel it, to have it really resonate with you, with who you are being, with what you are choosing to consciously create. So you're no longer sitting at home wondering, okay, when's God going to fix my life? No, you are changing your life in the moment with your "I'm so excited" statement. And it's even more powerful, of course, if you add the "dear innate" to it. And so, you know, sometimes I add them and sometimes I don't. Dear innate knows already, you know, that it's included because I've been using it for so long. But I encourage you to find your I'm so excited statement. Just pick one thing. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. And if your life just feels like crap, then maybe you should make it I'm so excited that my life is so wonderful, so that you can shift into a wonderful life. And then you are inviting wonderful things into your life. And the universe is feeling that energy and thinking, okay, she wants more wonderful stuff. And they are sending you more and more wonderful stuff. We have this ability to use our energy to create things in our lives. And we've been doing it all of our lives. But we weren't really aware of what we were doing. So if you've spent your life focusing on the crappy stuff in your life, then you've been creating more and more crappy stuff in your life. Because what you focus on, what your energy is put into, is what the universe is picking up on and saying, okay, I will give you more of that. And it doesn't matter if you are, you know, every night getting on your knees and asking God to fix your life. If you are still focusing on what's wrong, then you are creating more of what's wrong. You are more powerful than you realize. Each of us are. And coming into that power is what you are doing now. So use these wonderful, I'm so excited statements to create the wonderful life that you deserve. And you do deserve it. And you may want to make that one of your statements if you don't believe that. I'm so excited that I deserve a wonderful life. And allow yourself to bring in more of that knowing that you deserve it, more of that knowing that God is there for you. You are not separate, and you are not alone, and you never were, and you never will be. And it's okay for you to claim your power, your knowing, your beauty, your greatness, all of the wonderful aspects and parts of you. Claim them, bring them into your life, and live them. And start it now. You don't have to wait till the next full moon or new moon or until all the planets are in alignment. You don't have to wait for anything out there, because I'm talking about what's in you. You start with you. You don't start out there. You start with you. Everything starts within you. Everything starts within you. Everything starts within you. Guidance has me say that over and over and over, because some people need to hear it several times before they actually accept it, before they actually believe it, before they actually allow it. And give me another one. I'm so excited that I am allowing my life to change for the better. Just imagine if you started saying that. You started every day with that statement, you ended every night with that statement, and that energy. Don't forget to put on music and dance, and you can use the Pointer Sister song, I'm So Excited, although they were getting excited about a sexual encounter, but it doesn't matter, it's the energy that's important. And who knows, you know, it may make your sex life better too, which is an added bonus. And the words, some of the words in that song just resonate in me, and I hear them in my head when I say I'm so excited. The words, I'm so excited, I just can't fight it, I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Because when we are controlling, we are limiting, we are restricting. And if you lose control, then you have freedom. That's what happens when you lose control. You have freedom. So let yourself open up to your life. Let yourself open up to who you are becoming.
Let yourself open up to the truth of who you are. And get so excited and feel that energy. And if you're thinking, oh my gosh, people look at me funny, do it when you're alone. Do it when you go to the bathroom. You know, do it in the shower. You don't have to do it in front of anybody else. Nobody else has to know that you're doing this. This is simply you doing what is best for you. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. Nobody else has to know. Allow yourself to get excited about what you are creating in your life. Allow yourself to start consciously creating. You already know how to create. You just don't realize it. But that's okay. This allows you to take an active, conscious part in your own creation. This is about you opening up to you. And let it be a wonderful, magical, incredible experience. Because you really do deserve the best. Okay. Queen Guidance is telling me to open the line for you one more time. So I'm just letting you know that I'm going to be doing that now. Because they keep saying, talk to Queen, talk to Queen. So I'm going to talk to Queen. Okay, Queen, you're back on. Queen, are you there? Don't tell me you're listening and you wandered off. And so now you're not even in a place where you can say anything so that I can hear it. All right. Then I will let that go. I'm checking in with the energy. That's why I got quiet. Oh, it's a beautiful, loving energy. All right. So I'm going to mute you again so you can continue to do whatever it is you're doing. Life is filled with wonderful adventures and amazing people that you will meet, interact with, and grow with. Oh. And that's something to definitely be excited. You can make that into one of those statements. I'm so excited that I have supportive people in my life. Oh, doesn't that feel good to know that you are supported? That there are people who are there for you, who love you, and who want to help you in whatever way that they can. Allow yourself to receive that. Again, it's the receiving part that we have such a problem with. I'm so excited that I am open to receiving the gifts that God has for me. Just let yourself feel that energy. Be open to letting your life change. Okay, that is it for today. And oh, apparently today I'm going to go onto my website and add an I'm so excited page. And I'm not sure exactly what's going to be there, but there will probably be statements that you can then go in and choose for yourself and turn into your I'm so excitedness. This is such a beautiful time. This is such an amazing energy. Let yourself get excited about you, about life, about who you are becoming. Allow yourself to consciously create your own life. So check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and it will be up sometime today so that you can also spend even more time being excited and creating your life. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be back next Friday. Bye-bye.